President John Mahama has expressed concern about the way some high-profile religious personalities engage in unwarranted accusation and criticism against public office holders. He said government welcomes criticisms but expects such personalities to act with a high sense of maturity and integrity. These were contained in a speech read on behalf of President Mahama at Amejope in the Volta region to climax the 125th anniversary of the EP Church. Here is a report from correspondent Kosi Kumahovi.
In 1886, two German Bremen missionaries on their way to Inkunya paid a visit to Amejope. The two missionaries, Reverend Matthew Seeger and his wife Eunike Seeger, visited Amejope again in 1889, where they started their work of evangelism and also established schools, in addition to other capacity skills training programs in various vocations. They encountered challenging conditions like communications with the local people, accommodation and tropical diseases, which were enough to have killed their interest in the pursuit of their discipleship. The chiefs and people of Amejope have over the years collaborated with the EP Church and made good use of the educational and spiritual opportunities that missionaries offered them. These helped to produce numerous clergymen and educationists who have worked in Ghana and other parts of the world in all spheres of endeavor. President Mahama said government is seriously considering the appeals by the faith-based institutions to involve them in the management of missions schools. The moderator of the General Assembly of the EP Church, Right Reverend Dr. Seth Agidi, asked the people to emulate the example of the missionaries who started evangelism 125 years ago. He noted that many Christians today do not want to lay down their lives for the welfare of humanity, but only pay lip services to their congregation. The paramount chief of Avatime, Osie Ajatekpo, challenged the church not to concentrate on the physical development to the detriment of morality of members.
That was a report filed by Volta Regional Correspondent Kosi Kumahovi.